Hello, I'm Darren Burton and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. Residents on Toowoomba's Mount Kynoch Water Treatment Plant water supply started receiving fluoridated water through their taps from March 31. The system supplies water to Toowoomba City, Oakey, John Darien, Kingsthorpe, Gowrie Junction, Maringindan and Goombungee. Under the state government legislated program, fluoride will be added to other town water supplies across the region by the end of 2012. Please refer to the Queensland Health website, www.health.qld.gov.au/fluoride, or phone 1343 2584 for more information. In case you're wondering about the waste collection services over Easter, the services will be as per your normal scheduled collection days, and that's over the Easter break. However, the collection times may be a little earlier than usual, so please get your bins out and make sure you don't miss out there. And it never hurts to remind residents about our current water restrictions. Water restrictions were eased from extreme to high level when dam storages exceeded the trigger level of 15%. So residents can now use a bucket to water their gardens after 4pm or before 8am every day except for Monday. Washing your car using a bucket is allowed at any time, so that's good news. And also watering your garden or washing your car using a handheld hose with a trigger nozzle is allowed for 30 minutes each week. For odd-numbered properties, this is between 4pm and 4:30pm on Saturdays, and for even or unnumbered properties, it's between 4pm and 4:30 on Sundays. So residents aged over 70 or with a disability can apply for concessions, and that's by phoning our WaterWise section at Council on 4688 6253. Now here's one for our younger riders in the region. Students aged 11 to 18 living in the Toowoomba area are invited to enter the 2010 Toowoomba Regional Constitutional Essay Competition. Now the competition encourages students to better understand the roles of the Crown, the Governor-General and the Australian Constitution. There's two divisions with prize money of $500 and $250, and that goes to the winners there. So essays are due by April 21. If you'd like more information, then there's a flyer available at www.ourconstitution.org or by phoning Dr. John Standley on 4634 2305. Council's next committee meeting will be held on Tuesday, April 13 and Wednesday, April 14, and that's from 9am at Toowoomba City Hall, so that's in Ruthven Street. So for more information there, please contact Council on 4688 6356, and of course remember the public's more than welcome to come along to those meetings. If you're looking for a great day out, then Council and Heritage Building Society will be presenting the inaugural Highfields Autumn Fest, and that's on Sunday, May the 2nd, so it's a little way off now, but mark it in your diaries. It'll be from 10:30am to 4pm, and that's at Davidson's Arboretum. And the Autumn Fest will feature an art display and competition with a flora theme, and of course there'll be music, food, wine, cold beverages, all the fun. And that's in the beautiful surrounds of the Arboretum on Cawdor Road. So entry is $2 for adults there, $1 for children. So for more information you can contact 4630-8667 or 4630-8925. The call has gone out for Queensland Day nominations, and I'm sure we all know someone who is a tireless worker for the community. So why not nominate them for a Queensland Day Award? The awards are for the Queenslander of the Year and Young Queenslander of the Year are open to all residents of the Toowoomba region. Now the nominations there close on Monday, May 17, so for more information call 4688 6883. As always, if you'd like any more information on anything I've touched on today, then please visit the Council website on www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au or simply give us a call at Council and I'm sure we'll be able to help you with any inquiries. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.